A video online shows children wading through waist-deep water. Heavy rains have also caused more than a dozen buildings and homes to collapse, killing at least 14 Palestinians and injuring others, according to reports from Wafa News. Among the dead are three children who died of hypothermia. Farhan Haq, deputy spokesperson for the Secretary General, addressed the flooding at Friday's UN press briefing.
Our humanitarian partners warned that bad weather conditions and flooding are increasing the risk of disease outbreaks, including waterborne illnesses, as drainage systems overflow and water sources become contaminated. They stressed that to enable urgently needed work to collect and safely dispose of waste, the immediate and sustained entry into Gaza of spare parts and access to essential machinery must be facilitated. As temperatures drop, families are struggling to keep their children warm at night, as they lack access to gas and electricity. They're also exhausted as they continue to seek out safer shelter on higher ground. Our partners are distributing winter clothing, tarpaulins, and tents to affected families. However, they estimate that some 1.3 million people still need urgent shelter assistance across Gaza.
Rick Pieperkorn of the World Health Organization joined the briefing from his post in Gaza. He began with the Palestinian casualty count of Israel's devastating war, over 70,000 fatalities and 171,000 injuries in total, and since the ceasefire, 379 fatalities and 992 injuries. He described the challenges the WHO has faced in providing healthcare services in Gaza.
At present, there's no functioning health services there in North Gaza today. The Indonesian and Al-Ada hospitals in Jabalia are currently beyond what we call the ceasefire line, the so-called yellow line. Kamalat 1 is supposed to be within the coordination zone, but it's a little bit almost on this yellow line. And WHO, we have tried several missions to reach Kamalat 1 to set up a primary healthcare facility where we would work with our partners, but has been unfortunately until now denied.
The UN's International Organization for Migration reports that nearly 795,000 displaced Palestinians are at flood risk since Storm Byron touched down in Gaza earlier this week. Long-standing restrictions by the Israeli government prevent the entry of basic supplies such as sandbags and plywood, materials that the IOM says are critical for repairing and reinforcing shelters against continued rainfall and mitigating floods. Aid in Gaza is already severely strained. Earlier this year, Israel barred UNRWA from operating on its soil, alleging that some employees had participated in the October 7th attacks. While the International Court of Justice found that Israel's claims were unsubstantiated, the United States, historically the largest donor to UNRWA, suspended its funding. Heavy rainfall is expected to continue, adding to the hundreds of already damaged displacement sites. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirkner.